All right, here we are. And what is it now? The 19th? Jesus Christ, August is almost over. The whole fucking thing is almost done. Summertime, my favorite time of the year, almost gone. That's okay. It was another kind of so-so summer. Wasn't all that fucking great. However, looking ahead, I'm writing a show. I'm going to be honored at the Radio Hall of Fame in September. There's a couple of things that are happening that are good. Let me see what else here. All right, so today, God damn it, that June 22nd, 2022. Is that the date? It's Chef Carl Cedilia is the featured player. He's live in studio, and it was the funniest goddamn thing. Pete, one of our BSPs and More members, recommended it. And I went and listened to it, and I have this thing called, I don't know what it is, it's related to narcolepsy. If I laugh too hard, I lose muscle control. I literally collapse, or I just, I kind of slump in the chair. I can't even laugh. That's how much muscular control I lose. It's not fatal. It's not that serious, because I can just stop myself from laughing. Just think, okay, stop laughing, you know. But I'm telling you, this fucking show with Chef Carl, you know what I had to do? I think I had to repeat it. I'll repeat that show. That's what I'm going to do. June 7, 2022, I'll introduce it. It had me laughing my fucking guts loose. I might as well do it as an encore for today. Why the F not? Get some air on in here, man, because this goddamn studio's hot. As it always is every summer. Every summer, you guys, as long as you've been with me, you've heard me say, it's goddamn hot in the studio. Of course it is. It's California, and I'm actually downstairs in this building. Upstairs generally is hotter, but the equipment here makes everything kind of, right now let me find out, was it June? Yeah, let's see if I got the date right. 2022, I know, and let me see if it's June 12th. Fuck if I know. I can look, go back on Facebook and look for the post. Christ, was it funny. It is Ted Bell rolling out the Porter Ted. Ted rolled out the Porter Ted in June of 2022, just in case you want to know. Kim Kardashian's big ass, Jay Santos, Dr. Jim Sadler, which sounds like a fucking riot to me. Who's worse, Ted Bell saying he wants to put his meat in your mouth, or Bob Green? Where are we, man? So I got to go back and look for it, right? Santa Claus, Steve Bozell, Jim Sadler. Phil is netcasting from the living room of his house with Chef Carl Cedilia. This is it. June 7th, 2022. We're netcasting from the living room of the house because we had a computer. We had a monitor problem. Sorry for no video for today's show. As we're away from our studio, Phil is netcasting from the living room of his own. Chef Carl Cedilia giving him his diet advice, explaining how he, Chef Cedilia, is light on his feet and can skip and move even though he's 300 pounds. I'm telling you, I laughed my fucking ass. I laughed so hard. And here's the thing, people may, you know, I don't, as I said when I was talking about the post on Facebook, I'm not, believe me when I tell you, I'm my own worst critic. I don't find, if I have a bum show, it fucking bums me out for a long time. I'm really, really exacting as to what I think is funny. You can't sit here and say, will the audience think it's funny? What you can say is, will the audience be offended by it? Will the audience accept what I'm doing? You can go there. Is the audience going to think making fun of this is funny? You have to consider that. But once you answer all those questions, the actual is it funny? Forget it. It is. It's either funny to you or it isn't. If it's not funny to you, like Chef Cedilia is saying, he's a fat man light on his feet. Will the audience find this funny? Yes. Even fat people will find it funny, because you look at people that are large, and I am one of them. I have been. I was over 300 pounds. You think I liked it? Do you think I was going to sit here and piss and moan because people were making jokes about fat people? Fuck no. I didn't want to be 300 pounds. That was my number one concern. All right. So we got that one, and we're going to put that into. So that's today's encore presentation, man. You know. Be a beautiful thing. It's going to be a beautiful thing, Phil. And, you know, you can laugh if you want, but I'm able to just, yeah. The way he talks about stepping around. What the hell is this? So David Katz, my wonderful agent, my radio agent from years gone by, says he's going to meet me in Nashville. Great, I'll make my changes tomorrow. I said, yeah, I'm coming in on the 18th. Still have to book my flight, but I'll be there by check-in. Great, I'll make my changes. If it's okay with you, I'm going to come down to Nashville and celebrate your induction, just, which is great. It'll be great to see David. But he's wondering, and I said, yeah, I'll be there a day before. Okay, so August 2022 is today's encore presentation. Okay, cool. Beautiful thing. Bang. Now, what is going to be the classic? Huh? There's a lot of things. There's a lot of little touches down through the years I've added to the show. Like with the characters. One of them is when a character says, I told you I don't want to talk about buses, you know. Or with the females, Bobby and Margaret, they go what we call butch. They're,
I told you, Steve, to take that out and put it in
the garbage. You know? Now, you may not find that funny, and I respect that, but this is the wrong show for you. It's simple as that. Really as simple as that. If you're an entertainer, if you're a performer.
Oh, I don't think that's funny.
Great. You're in the wrong fucking club. Period. It doesn't get... Some people think, I wish you'd do your act differently, then I'd like you. Yeah, I wish you'd just leave, then I'd have more fun. I wish you'd leave, then I could enjoy the audience that I have. Now, I think most people understand that, but you'd be surprised, especially when I was first on the air with the show that I do, the radio show especially. I went into towns, people hated me. They fucking hated me. And I'll go you one better, as you guys have heard me say this. A lot of the people that today are, quote, super fans, some of those people wanted me thrown off the air. I'm not kidding you. Some of those people called in and wanted me fired. And then they suddenly got it. You know, that's a great lesson in hold your fire, as they say. You know, make sure you know what it is you're hearing before you complain about it. Now, what are we doing? Make sure you understand what it is you're hearing before you complain about it, or just, you know, don't, if you don't like it, just don't listen to it. I mean, it seems like a simple thing, but people are into control. People are into fucking control, man. This cat named Quentin Flynn on Facebook says, tell me where we met, is basically what his post was. I said, I was homeless, you gave me, I think, a sawbuck. Which he says, and be sure to lie. That was the other thing. Some people I don't think are lying. Said, I met you at a Comic-Con. You caught me sleeping with your girlfriend. You caught me sleeping. Okay. All right. Now then. All right, here's what I want to do, man. I want to get the classic. What's it going to be? It's going to be August 2001. That's what it's going to be. Oh, man. Jesus. I'm telling you what. August 2001. Let's go. Whew. August 2001. Oh, August 2001. So today is the 19th, right? Yeah. Phil talks in depth, about Mexico vacation. Jeff Dowder survived a shark attack while surfing, coaching Hell Week parents who think schools will get kids into physical shape. Female fans, the fuck? He says, you should bleed into the water and splash around because sharks don't like humans and the splashing doesn't look like much of a sea lion. Doesn't look much like a sea lion. You know, these shark attacks, sharks do not want to attack humans. They don't even think we're edible. They don't like the taste of humans. They don't know what we are. We're too big. We're not marine life. They like to eat seals. And when you're laying on a surfboard, this is what I've been told by experts. A human being laying on a surfboard or straddling a surfboard can look from beneath like a seal, or excuse me, a sea lion. Sea lions have the four flippers. Okay, so they have been known, yes, absolutely, to take a bite of a human and go, fuck that, and swim away. Now, a bite will kill you. You'll bleed to death. It happened to a surfer off of Lompoc here and off of Point Conception here in California a number of years ago. This poor kid, he got bit in the thigh. He was dead before they got him to the shore. One bite. It wasn't a frenzy. It wasn't a fucking shark swarm. Shark that wasn't trying to eat him. The shark bit him and swam away. This poor boy died, you know. So there's a lot of stupid fucking people lately talking about sharks. Let me just put it to you that way, okay? Excuse me for breathing. What are we going to do here, man? Steve Bozell was at the restroom at Outback Steakhouse, and a guy walked in on him and said, who died in here? Steve experienced... August 21st. Steve experienced PTSD. That's pretty fucking funny. Coach Fernando says the kids dying on high school football fields is because of pussy stamina. Oh, my God. I will do Steve Bozell. Who died and he got PTSD from that? God almighty. All right. Fuck it. All right, bitch. Think that does it? Oh, I got to. Yeah, so everybody just chill, you know? Fucking chill. God almighty. Okay, so this is what, August 2001? Sharks are not evil. Sharks are cool. Sharks are great. Sharks are wonderful animals. They're part of the ecosystem. They're out there. They're doing their fucking thing. They're not evil. They're not fucking... They're not to be tortured. They're not to be harmed. Jesus fucking Christ. The human race, man. We kiss our own asses thinking we're just the greatest fucking thing since sliced bread. We've been nothing but a horror story for this fucking planet. We have shit and pissed and murdered and slaughtered our way across this goddamn planet since we've crawled out of the fucking sewer. We've been nothing but bad for this motherfucking planet. I don't give a fuck if it sounds like touchy-feely fucking earth guy shit or whatever you want to call it, you know, environmental shit, because take a look around, you're seeing the results. Motherfucking stupid assholes. All right. Sorry, I'm just getting that off my chest, you know. You know as well as I do, you know. You know what we've been hearing lately. All right, here we go. So that's that. Now, we'll go back to June of 2022. Right? And then we'll get to our beginning of the show. Excuse me. All right, man. We were at, it was the picture of me. Where is it? Where is it, bitch? There it is. Where is it, bitch? Okay, I'm ready to go if you are. Are you? Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. God damn this. I've been riding the pot hot and I wasn't looking at it. So everything in the pre-show is probably hot.